Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. A special moment happened at Tuesday's Indianola softball doubleheader against Des Moines East, as longtime public address announcer Rick Wilson was honored for 25 years of helping out with the Indianola softball team. Rick is also a friend of KNIA, joining me on many broadcasts for all of Indianola sports, and he was honored by the Indianola softball team in between games. We got a chance to catch up with Rick, the assistant coach Melissa Jacobson, who gave the speech on all the things Rick has brought to the program, as well as head coach Stacy Evans on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Good evening. Tonight we honor a true cornerstone of Indianola softball, Rick Wilson, who has faithfully volunteered his time, voice, and heart to our program for the past 25 years. Rick's unwavering loyalty and passion have become a constant trademark of Indianola softball. From the press box, he has brought our games to life, announcing starting lineups with his own special flair, delivering energy and excitement that set the tone for every game. His familiar voice has told the story of countless innings, big plays, and unforgettable moments, creating memories for players, families, and fans alike. We extend our heartfelt thanks to the Wilson family for generously sharing Rick with us at every home game and on the road with KNIA broadcasts. His attention to detail, professionalism, and kind presence have made every opponent feel genuinely welcomed at our field. Rick, your dedication has left a lasting legacy in the hearts of generations of players and throughout the entire Indianola softball community. You are, without a doubt, a treasured part of our team. As we look ahead to our new field in 2026, we know there will always be a special seat waiting for you in the press box, mic in hand, voice echoing the spirit of Indianola softball, just as it has for the past 25 years. Please stand and help us recognize Rick and his dedication to Indianola softball.
There's not many things I can pull over on Rick Wilson, and this one I finally did. But 25 years, he's invested in supporting me, supporting this program. And when you have someone who's side by side for that number of years, you want to make sure that you honor them. I thought it very fitting for him on this last home game. He's always the one, hey, are we going to recognize so-and-so? Hey, what about this one? Yep, well, buddy, it's your turn. And I know he's went well and above the 25 years in our district. He's done radio when I was a baby. I mean, this guy has been at it. And I just wanted to honor him. He's been my sidekick. And I remember him driving buses, sitting in the seats with me. You know, we've had many state appearances together that our complex housed all of us. I truly appreciate what he does up here, and there's not a whole lot of people that are signing up for this job, and he does it every year. And it's amazing. To those people who don't know, he comes up into this press box, and there is a million flies, and he sits up here with his vacuum and cleans it all out and gets his place, his second home. You know, we're here at this ball field every night. And or every other, and he's sitting up here away from his family. It's great that his grandson has joined him up here too in the booth and is helping out with the scoreboard. Those are just all things that he's family to me. And tonight it was our turn to honor him for the years that he stood beside me and stood by this community and this softball family.
Coach Jay, come up. She says, Coach wants you down there now. She needs you down there at the by the dugout. I said, what for? Just go down there. She did. She wouldn't tell me. And, of course, my whole family was down there, best kept secret. And, but anyway, I've been with Coach ever since she's been here. That's that 25 years. And just fantastic to work with her, to work with her staff, and all those kids along the years. Young ladies, I guess I should say, that have been in this program. Each year they've built it, made it better and better. And, you know, I just sit up here and announce names. That's what I do. So it's about the kids is what it's about. I just enjoy it. And I thank it. And Coach looked at me and she grinned. She goes, gotcha, didn't I? And I said, yeah, afraid you. And I'm glad I had my sunglasses on because I was starting to tear up a little bit. It's very emotional, and especially with the family there and everybody out there. And the kids are down there. They're cheering Rick, you know. And it's an honor to be here at this high school with these young people that I've seen go through this program and a lot of the programs that we have. And I just, I just don't know what to say. I just thank you is probably the best thing I can say right now. And I appreciate everything they do. And I know Coach, the coaches, Coach Jay and the assistant coaches watched every one of those young people play. And they're back here helping out. And that's what you kind of like to see, Andrew, is they come back to give back to where they played and where they started out. And every one of those assistant coaches have done that.
Once again, that was the Indianola softball team honoring Rick Wilson for 25 years of being with the program as the public address announcer. Mr. Rick Wilson, again, 25 years with the program, being up in the press box for all home games and, of course, calling most of the away games as well on 94.3 KNIA. Got a chance to hear from assistant coach Melissa Jacobson as she named out all of Rick's achievements and what he means to the team, head coach Stacy Evans, and of course Rick Wilson himself. Find the full interview online on KNIAKRLS.com, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage in the home of today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIAKRLS.